Hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of the Fire Sect Radio Show. Thank you for joining us. Today's special guest is gospel artist Thurman Thornton II. Thurman, a.k.a. TB2, began singing at a young age of 3 years old, and ever since then, the gift God blessed him with has grown and matured into something big. He currently leads praise and worship at his home church, San Francisco Temple East, CA, under the leadership of Pastor Michael C. Bradford. Thurman has worked with national recording artists such as Dorinda C. Clark, Percy Brady, Joshua's Troop, Donnie McClurkin, and others. But it was being a part of Youth Gospel Music Conference under Janice Moorhead that Thurman learned the importance of ministry. Before we bring Thurman on, I want you guys to check out his song, A Song to You.
I've been so many places in my life and time. Sung a lot of songs, I made some bad rhymes. I've acted out my life on stages, 10,000 people watching. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you.
I know you really done me, is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, darling, can't you see? There's no one more important than me, can't you see? And now that we're alone and I'm singing this song to you, I've been so many places in my life and time. I made some bad plans. Acted up my life on stage. 10,000 people watching. Now we're alone. I'm singing this song to you.
That was A Song to You by Mr. Thornton, TB2. You're calling it TB2. Thornton, thank you and welcome to the Side Effect, baby.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad to finally be. I got in.
thank you. I just opened up the show with your rendition of A Song for You. Renamed it A Song to You and dedicated to Trayvon Martin's parents. Can you explain what motivated you to redo the song and dedicate it to the Martins?
Definitely. You know, with this case going on, you know, this is not the first time that we've seen this type of act of, you know, racism or discrimination or hate crimes, if you will. I felt it with this situation, you know, you're talking to someone who, you know, I've lost people close in my life. You know, I've said goodbye to my brother, to my mother, and to my father in the last 3 years, and then being a parent, you know, what it is to be a parent and have to, you know, say goodbye. A parent should never have to say goodbye to their child.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's how we look at it. And I was thinking, you know, as I was in the studio one day, and the Lord, I was talking to God, and I was like, Lord, like, what can I do? How can I play a part? And a lot of times when you don't necessarily have money, because if I had thousands and thousands upon thousands, I'd be like, here, let's find Miss Trayvon's parents and let's be a blessing. But sometimes you have to use your gifting mm-hmm. as, you know, the gifting that God has blessed us with. Sometimes you have to use your gifting as an offering of token of love. And so this song, of course, a song for you, originally done by Leon Russell, but a standard signature song by the late Donny Hathaway, it spoke to me in volumes, so many different volumes, because I kind of took it as these are Trayvon's words to his parents, saying, hey, you know, I've done all these different things, and I've done a lot, even in the short time frame of life that he had, but mm-hmm. I want you to be comforted to know that, hey, this particular thing right here, this is me, this is from me to you, you know, and it's just, it was very deep, it was very moving for me, and I kind of just felt all of that, those different emotions, you know, mm-hmm. as a, and you know, you can't say that you know their pain, you know what I'm saying, because I've never had to go through necessarily what they're going through.
Right.
But you know that it's hard and it's hurtful. And like I said, the parents had to say goodbye to their child. Yeah. And that's not necessarily an easy, you know, pill to swallow. So I was like, hey, here's this song. Let's keep the essence of the original, and let's just put all the love in it. It was all about love, and that's where I'm mm-hmm. at with it. It was all about love and putting love into it. So, yeah.
You did it. And I felt love. I felt the realness and the true essence of the song. You know, it really moved me. I remember when you sent it to me originally, and I honestly can say I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for what I was getting ready to listen to, and it drove me to tears, because when you told me the story behind the song, it made it even more touching. And I know if the Martins get a chance to listen to this interview, they will definitely thank you for thinking of them, you know, because point regarding Trayvon Martin, I'm glad that we are able to come together and assist them during their grief with our gifts and our blessings,
yeah.
and help them along the way. And thank you for sharing that song enough to share it with me on the show.
That was a blessing. I feel like this, you know, it was the least that I can do. You know, God yeah. has blessed us in so many different ways. You know, some people can mm-hmm. give money, can give their time. And, you know, this is not an easy transition for them. And this is also a lesson that we need to learn. You know, it's not even just, you know, I'm not even looking at it as just in black and white. We need to understand as a people, you know, that hatred is not of God. And that's not what we're here on this mm-hmm. earth to do. We have to start operating out of love. And we just got to, mm-hmm. you know, we got to learn how to just, you know, it's not even about tolerating. We all have to live here. We're living here. I look at it like this. Everybody's trying to get to a same destination. You know, whether your life exemplifies that or not. But, you know, I got to go to heaven, you know, at the end of the day.
That's right.
I got to go to heaven. And hell is not an option. So God doesn't really ask us of much. But the one thing that I've always found to be so true is that he's strong in operating out of love. You know, and I'm mm-hmm. all about love and just showing love. And so that, like I said, that was the least I can do. It wasn't mm-hmm. even about putting it out there to get recognition as far as an artist was concerned. This was my gift to them.
Right.
You know, if other people heard it, hey, praise God. But as long as you can hear the love in it and feel it, I'm good.
And I'm sure it was received with love, because I received it with love. And today we're going to pass it on to everyone that's listening right now, and we're going to pass it on with love in hopes that they do the same and pass it on. Now,
yeah, most definitely.
You're a young guy. How old are you?
Wow, wonderful question. No, I'm 27 years old.
27 years old, and, you know, you're just up here preaching. Preaching a minute ago, no. You have been singing professionally. You know, I opened the show giving them some background that, you know, you were singing since a young age of 3. But when did you start to say, you know what, I want to do this professionally? What age?
I think I came to the realization that professionally I wanted to do this legitimately and professionally. Probably roughly about 21, actually.
Okay. Now, when did you choose gospel music to pursue professionally over, you know, the secular music?
Well, you know, being as the fact, like I said, as you know, as you said earlier, I've been singing since I was three. So being growing up in church, born on a pew, if you will. But my mother, I was raised, my mother and my father, but they raised me with music. It wasn't about, I mean, not even just gospel. I was just raised with music. I was raised to love every element of music. Gospel music, to me, because that stems from my relationship with God and my church upbringing, it's a part of me. It's who I am. I think not knocking other artists that do secular music, R&B, pop, and all those different things, because you do what you feel. Me personally, I think with gospel music, I can be more raw. I can, because gospel music, you can't fake it. You can't fake it with gospel music. Gospel music has to be something that's within. You can't fake that. You know, you have a lot of people that, you know, you can kind of, you know, push your way through like R&B music and whatnot. But gospel music, you have to have gone through some things.
Right. You can't chop it up in microwave gospel music like you can do R&B
gospel music. No, gospel music is experience music. That's experience.
Absolutely.
These are songs that have been birthed out of, you know, hard times, pain, suffering, all these different things, love, joy, all that. So I think my attachment to gospel music comes from my relationship with God and how, you know, I'm a soulful singer, and I feel like the best way to convey that is through gospel music and through singing for God and just, you know, delivering his messages of love and joy and peace and life, period, through song, through that.
Do you play instruments as well?
I used to. Oh, God, you asking good questions. Okay. I used to play the piano. I don't currently anymore. Everyone now and again, I pick up some old habits, but my mom, she taught me, I mean, she used to take me to go get piano lessons, and I'm gonna tell the truth, I think that's where it really started. I mean, I was singing at three, but I think my love for music really started when she started curving me in the direction of music, like going to, you know, have musicians, do musician classes and all those different things. And as I got older, you know, I focused more on singing. But I think my teachings from when I was younger, my teachings of music and when I used to play, that kind of plays a part into how I maneuver with my voice.
Okay. Now, I know you're working on an album.
Has
it been released or will it be released soon?
We are. I am actually right now, like I said, me and my, I got to do a shout out real quick. Me and I call him my tag team musical partner, my brother. His name is Mr. J. Wash of the J. Wash Music Group. We're both on our indie label, New York Connect Entertainment. We are working diligently right now. We're actually almost done with completing my debut album. It is called The Soul Experience, and it actually should be coming out. We just kind of finished some stuff up, so late summer, early fall.
Now, I have a single. I think that is from the album, Definition of Love.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
I'm going to play this. This is one of my favorite songs that you sent me so many. It was so difficult to choose which, you know, one that I wanted to play on the show today. And I know we only have 30 minutes and we have a couple of minutes left now. I want you to set up this song and give us a quick introduction as to how you came up with the title. And we'll go into the song.
Okay. The definition of love, it's simple. I needed a song. I wanted to write a song. The Lord blessed me with this song, to write this song. It is a depiction. It's my personal depiction of what God's love is. Some of us look for love in so many different areas, and we never really truly understand, sometimes we don't realize that the true essence of love, because God is just that. God is love, you know, and there's so many different types of love. This song, it's very laid back, it's very cool, it's a nice groove, it's soulful, but the wording and the lyric and the essence of it have all the elements of God and his love and what it can do and what it has done and what it is yet doing for me and for anyone that listens. So that's kind of where it comes from.
Okay, and with that said, everybody, we're going to go into Definition of Love by Thurman Thornton II, TB2.
Yeah!
the wind beneath my wings. Your love just set me free, removes all doubts and calms all fears. Wipe away every one of my tears when I am hurting. Your love is the pain. The best thing about your love, it always stays the same.
Wow. Jeez. Marvin Winans. I'm not gonna lie. Mm. It's Marvin. The whole Winans.
Yeah. You just can't say Marvin Winans. You got to say the Winans.
Yeah, the Winans. Because I can't leave. I mean, even though Ronald's gone. You have to say the Winans. Because you got Marvin and you had Ronald, and then you got BB and the Winans family. I mean, you got the Winans family. It's too much. It's too many of them. You know.
Yeah,
so
it's about 2,500 million 100.
Yeah.
Because they beyond the regular numbers.
Yeah, because it's like every time I turn around, somebody named Winans, I'm like, really? Okay, so, but they're awesome, though.
And you know, everybody named Winans is related. You know, that's just hands down. Everybody named Winans.
I know some people, there's some people around here in my neck of the woods right now, over here in St. Louis, somebody last name Winans. I'm like, you know you're related to them, right? They're like, no, we not. No, trust me, you are.
Yeah,
don't worry
related.
About it.
Your last name Winans and Jackson and Winans,
God.
You are instantly related.
You're related. Like I wish I could have this be a long distance cousin or something. You know what I'm saying? Just so I could share some of that. That I mean, because you could imagine them coming up, growing up, and them. I mean, you know, we've seen them, but to see, you know, to have all that singing in that house, man.
No, I would have loved to been a fly on that wall. Heck, I still want to be a fly on that wall.
Yeah, even now. I'm like, because all you got to do is say they come in here to do something. Oh, I'm there.
That's automatic.
Yeah.
TB2, are you on Twitter or any social networks where people can connect with you and download your music and, you know, wait for the album to come out?
Yeah, I am pretty much like on every social network. I'm on Twitter. My name on Twitter is TBTII. Facebook, you can go facebook.com/TB2. Let's see, YouTube. I'm on YouTube, my YouTube channel, YouTube.com. The channel is TLO for show, TLO number 4, and then SHO. My music, The Definition of Love, the single that y'all heard, that we played and you all heard, that's currently out. It is on every online retailer available. We have iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Rhapsody, Napster, Nokia, everywhere. Look it up, The Definition of Love by Thurman Thornton II or TB2,
nice,
either way.
Nice. Any shout-outs before we leave? We got a couple minutes. We got 3 more minutes.
Yes. Yes, I have to do shout-outs, otherwise I'm going to get beat up. first and foremost, I shout out my pastor. Let me give my pastor some love, Pastor Michael C. Bradford of Change of Life Ministries. Shout out to the special lady in my life, Miss Cassandra Walker. I love you, sweetie. Also to my sister in the ministry, Prophetess Latricia Roberts, who has a tour getting ready to come up, the Bad Girls of Gospel Conference. It's going to be awesome. Y'all get ready for that. Shout out to my manager, the greatest manager on the face of the earth, Mr. Will Young of New York Connect Entertainment. We doing big things. Shout out to Jay Wash, Alicia, Lovey, Ashley. We on our way. And shout out to everybody that loves Jesus. You know, I'm over with. And you know what, sir? I'm going to give a shout out to you.
Thank you.
I'm going to shout you out because you took you are such a blessing to the kingdom for so many reasons. I'm not going to preach to you because I can go on and on and on, but you have an awesome calling and you are working, you are operating in an awesome gift, and God has blessed you to be able to open avenues for people like me and so many other artists and radio personalities all over the world. So keep doing what you're doing because God is so pleased with you. And that's it, I'm done because I'm not going to, I'll go in right now. I really wish.
That's it. Thank you, baby. I humbly accept that, and I thank you. Like I said, when we had our offline conversation, listen, I'm just obeying God. I'm just doing what He is telling me to do. It's nothing deep. You know, you pay attention and you obey and watch what happens. It's
simple
as
that. Yes. It's all about obedience. You are so right. God.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. You are welcome anytime. You know, you call me. You got the number. You know, I'll never get too far up to where I'm like, hey, listen, you have to go through so-and-so. You know, call me. Let me know when this album drops so we can do another interview, so we can share more music and spread the love, okay?
Thank you so much.
You're very, very, very welcome, baby. And thank you all for tuning in today. You can catch me each and every week, Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, on www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect. And we're going to leave out with some more of a song to you that TB2 redid and dedicated to the Martins, Trayvon Martin parents.
God bless you.
I've been so many places in my life and time. Sung a lot of songs, I made some bad rides. I've acted up my life on stages, 10,000 people watching. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you.
I know you really don't need it, is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, darling, can't you see? There's no one more important than me, can't you say? And now that we're alone and I'm singing this song to you, I've been so many places in my life and time. I made some bad plans. Acted up my life on stage. 10,000 people watching. Now we're alone.